On this episode of the Variable Podcast, Ayla Girl returns once again as my guest, as well as Michael, a good friend of mine, also known as I Love Tater Tots on Twitter. We had a fun little conversation. I hope you enjoy it. Instantly makes me think of a overly used vagina.
Beef curtain. Yeah.
Well traveled, yes, you're right. I'm not one to pass judgment. So yeah, right. Anyway, thanks for coming on once again, Ayla. Everybody seems to love the hell out of you.
Fabulous.
Yeah, this is slowly leading towards this becoming your podcast. I'm just going to go to check my fucking metrics one day and I'm going to be locked out of my own shit. So I have Ayla and my arch nemesis, Michael.
Hello.
AKA, hello, everybody. I hate tater tots.
No, that's Brian, douchebag.
Oh, yeah. Dude.
Oh,
I fucked it up. I'm sorry.
Either way, I love tater tots though, so
yes. get her right. So that he made that his Twitter handle.
Yeah.
Check out my tots, man. Oh wait, I was gonna show you my face, right? Ready? My Napoleon Dynamite face. Took all my tater tots. Oh, I went to my tots. There we go.
All right. I'm already recording. So this is awesome. Yeah, I already started. So, I'm going to just like turn things over to you two for a second because I'm sure you have some questions, Michael.
Yeah.
Maybe. Or Ayla, if there's anything you want to talk about. I got a couple things that I know I'm going to bring up, but I'll
let you get started. No. Why don't you get the ball rolling, then maybe it'll lead into natural.
All right, fine.
I see what's happening.
Okay. So anyway, I was just wanting to ask you, because I think we started to get into this before, and then we just only touched on it for a couple minutes, but now that you've been in Australia for a little bit longer, what are some of the cultural differences that you're noticing, like you know, they have different laws. I mean, they have a couple of things that are pretty different, like legalized prostitution, and I think guns are illegal there. They are really strict on guns. I know that. And I know that you like to walk around with an AR-15 most of the time, Ayla. So I was just wondering if... I mean, what... Those are just a couple of examples that I know. Have you noticed anything, like, you know, when you go out?
Like, it's not really that different. Like, to me, it reminds me of a mild cross between Europe and America, because, I mean, that's essentially what Australia is. And it's very big. It's like the Europeans came to this gigantic land, they colonized it, and so it's pretty much followed the same structure as America. I haven't really studied that much about Australia's political process, mainly because I only care about the theory of politics and not actually like the laws that go behind it. But I have heard that Australia does not have a Bill of Rights, which like weirds me out, because I thought that was something you take for granted, right? But anyway, no, I do not like carrying a gun down the streets, just frolicking to and fro with an assault weapon loaded upon my back, no. So I have not encountered any problem with that yet.
Just a handgun?
No, not even. I don't have any with me. But, you know, if I could, I would. Because I kind of enjoy the shock that comes on people's faces around here when I'm like, yeah, I own guns. And they're like,
heathen! It's pretty much becoming that way here, too.
Like, yeah, a little. In some places. If you're in, like, rural areas, you're like, I own a gun. And they'll be like, yeah, so the fuck what? But yeah. If you're in the middle of, you know, a skyscraper, and you're like, yeah, I have guns, they'll be like, what? But when, the main thing I've noticed here is their slight language difference and how they like to condense words and then put, like, an O at the end of it. The Australians are so incredibly lazy with their speech. It is really funny. They call everything like what, boxo, or I'm trying to think of apartment, a flatto. There we go, because flat's shorter than apartment. But it's funny. So yeah, that is real.
I've listened to a lot of Jim Jeffries comedy. So like, I mean, he's a little more Americanized like when he speaks now. But sometimes he'll say things, and it's just like. Huh? Like, but yeah, I'm sure that like the culture, like, or like, what's the, like, what do they eat pretty much, like, food wise? Like, what's their, like, favorite dishes,
well,
I guess?
Well, I live very close to the main city, so.
Here.
At, over there. No, so I live where a lot of Asians are for school, so I live in, like. Yeah. Nothing really happens down here, but there's a lot of Asian food that's been really sweet, and so...
like Thai food?
Yeah, I've just pretty much been eating Asian food, like, constantly.
Have you met the ladyboys?
I have not, but that's pretty much because I don't go outside, so I'm sure if I went outside more often, I would see
you
more people.
Put that on your Australia bucket list before you leave.
Go outside, yeah.
While you're in that region of the world. Because I kind of think if you're near... I mean, because... Thailand is not too far away from Australia.
Yeah.
Relatively speaking. I would think you'd be more likely to meet a Thai ladyboy in Australia than here in America.
I'd probably have to go out at night and then some alleys or something, I think.
Sounds perfectly safe to me.
I am slowly learning that that's a bad idea, okay? I am... I'm gaining knowledge about the streets, yo.
This from the same woman who just learned not to take drinks from strangers in bars. Like
I learned it like a month ago, okay?
Oh, Lordy.
Yeah.
You, yeah.
But I did get out recently. I don't remember, did I tell about the nude modeling shoot I did on the podcast? Did I talk about that?
I think, but go ahead. I mean, fuck, I repeat myself all the time.
So. Getting outside, like, I went to, the Great Ocean Road, and then, like, drove down there, and then hiked in the middle of nowhere, and just stripped naked, and it was awesome. That was a short version of that story.
Oh, no, you didn't tell about that.
Oh, no, not that one? Yeah, we went on this hiking trail, and hiked out in the middle of nowhere, and I wasn't wearing underwear, like, bra or panties, because you're not supposed to wear underwear if you're doing a nude modeling shoot, because it leaves marks on your body. So I made this hike without wearing any underwear, and then we climbed out in this like waterfall, but people kept coming to the waterfall, so I kept on like having to like dive across, like do these epic leaps across this river with like on the stones, and then just pull on all my clothes within the span of 10 seconds, and it was very intense. But yes, actually there wasn't really that much more to that story. We actually have a picture. You have a picture of me like hiding behind a bush trying to get my pants on, and you can see like silhouettes of people behind me, and I'm like making this terrified face. Like it's a really funny picture. I'll be trying to get my hands on it. Anyway, the end.
It started strong. The story started strong.
Me pulling my pants on behind a bush.
Yeah. And then a koala bear molested you.
Yes.
We'll just fill that in there.
Molested me. It was very kinky.
Because he was high off his ass on eucalyptus.
Can you get high off eucalyptus?
Koala bears do.
Really?
The eucalyptus, isn't that what koala bears eat? Is eucalyptus?
Bamboo, I think. No, bamboo is paint. No, yeah, koalas.
Koalas is eucalyptus, and I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Okay. There's a thing called Google. It's a pretty powerful thing.
Uh huh. Like I opened up a word pad when I started this, and I don't know why. I would feel like maybe just write down research, but no. You go to Google for that, not WordPad.
Yeah. See, let's make this a race. Who finds it first?
Oh, really? Is this a race now?
Yeah.
Well, you gotta
No, it's not true. Common misconception that koalas get drugged out or high on eucalyptus leaves, and that's why they sleep a lot, up to 22 hours a day. But actually, it's
marijuana.
I think they're just lazy fucks. I think that's why koalas have to be stoned off eucalyptus. They're just fucking lazy. That's the the information I'm getting.
Yeah.
And no, you cannot have a koala bear as a pet.
Why not?
I don't know what kind of stupid fuck wants to have that? Have you seen the fucking claws that those things have?
I'll get it declawed. What's it gonna get attacked by?
You would buy a koala and have it declawed. You motherfucker.
It would be a clone.
And it would just sit in the corner and look at you all day. Like, man, fuck you, dude. Fuck you. I was out fucking pretending to be stoned. Out in the fucking eucalyptus grove. And then you bought me and pulled my fucking claws out. You bitch.
He doesn't fucking attack me.
That's true. He's got his best interests at heart. It's self-defense, really.
Self-defense is when you... Yeah, okay. you're right. You win.
I'm one up on the secret.
So have you seen a koala bear since you've been down there?
No, I haven't. Like I said, I haven't been outside. I did see a kangaroo, though. That was during another naked shoot. I went out and, you know. But that's it. I haven't even seen a spider. I have not even seen a spider. That is how not exposed to the elements I am.
Not even in your house? It's spiders.
No! Not even in my house. There are moths. Like, I'll wake up at 2 in the morning and they'll be like, and it's a moth. I'm gonna freak the fuck out.
It just seems to me like Australia has this reputation for having like crazy wildlife. Like,
well, I think a lot
is more hardcore.
I think, well, in some places, like from what I've heard, it's pretty much just desert and land. You know, there's no houses or anything. That's just what I've heard.
I think the whole continent is land.
Well, no shit, dude. But like, what I'm saying, like, a land without houses or like anybody around, it's just wildlife.
Yeah.
Like our forests?
A highly, like, humanized area where, you know, everything is paved or
artificial. Yeah.
So there's not really much room for death traps or, you know, kill spiders or laser vision sharks to come up and eat me.
I've been watching a lot of sci-fi.
Yeah. I was hoping to hear a good laser vision shark story on this episode of the podcast. Sorely disappointed.
I actually went to the beach twice. I saw no sharks. I was very disappointed.
No sharks?
No sharks at all.
Scuba diving with sharks a couple times.
Oh, that's scary.
Little pissant, like 6-footers.
Dude, getting in the bathtub with little, like, fish doesn't count.
No, this was, off the coast of the Caymans and then off the coast of Cozumel.
Nice.
Yeah, they were small sharks. They're not like great whites or anything. It's like little, like 6-foot, and most they were the breed or species or whatever of sharks. They're pretty chill, you know. You gotta really like fuck with them to get bit.
Try to go up and like wrap them up, choke them.
Yeah,
probably a good idea.
Pretty much.
Choke shark, bitch.
I went scuba diving once in Hawaii, and like the thing that sucked is when we were there, the sewer had ran off into the ocean, so parts of it had like human feces just floating around.
Oh.
So like there was like 3 different spots that we stopped at, and only one of them could like a beginner like go do it in, and that was just like, because like the first place we were gonna go was like a sunken like aircraft, and too much poop.
At least poop, like, you know, was biodegradable, right?
Yeah, but it was like you could see in the water, it was brown. Like,
that's
sadness.
Yeah, and it was like right in like one of the major, like more populated areas of like the beach, and like where we stayed. You could see, like, right down the middle of, like, clean blue water and, like, the brown water. It's pretty crazy.
So when you went scuba diving, did you take your lessons, like, there in Hawaii?
I just went one day. You can do, like, what's called the introduction dive. And then
Yeah, they give you your
introductory dive.
Your basic open water license. Yeah, which basically means... Yeah, don't fuck around or you might die.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I've only had like really one situation. Because I think 30 or 40, somewhere around there, times that I've dove. You keep a log book of it and all that shit, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think there was only one time down off the coast of Mexico. I went way deeper than I realized, because the water is like clearer than a swimming pool, literally. Like you can see for.
Yeah, now the tall white water
so
is
so far, and is what they call like a reef face. It's like a vertical drop off for like who knows how deep, hundreds of feet, maybe, you know, maybe more. And I was just going down the side of it, and it was really beautiful. And then I looked down, and I'm. At about 100 feet, and I'm just breathing regular air, which, you shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
You're supposed to use enriched air. But not a fascinating topic to a lot of people, so I'll just shut up. But
now, my dad was on a dive with a guy that ended up getting the bends, and my dad performed CPR on. Like on him for a while, but he was dead as soon as they showed. Like as soon as they got back to land, or the Coast Guard went out there. It's like, yeah, that's pretty. You definitely don't want to mess around. Like you want to make sure you know what you're doing.
And know to stay calm.
Yeah, exactly. Like the guy that was doing the introductory dive with me, like the instructor told me to knock his mouthpiece out. And I did, and he started to, like, freak out a little bit. And, like, the guide had to, like, grab him and, like, basically be like, dude, calm down, breathe, like, and...
Wow.
That's why you have two mouth pieces.
Yeah.
I would just start flailing and
crying. I think you'd love it.
Because I'm underwater.
A lot of people, like my fiance, you know, I'd like to take her scuba diving at some point in the future. And I've told her some of some of the stories from things that I've done and stuff. It's like, oh, I freak out. But really, if you have a good instructor and you actually take the time to do like real classes and really get to know, you know, what you should and shouldn't do, it's really safe. And, you know,
it's safer than skydiving.
Yes, I would say so. Although, like 2 weeks before I got my advanced open water license, the place that I got it at, like 2 weeks before I went there, a girl who was testing for her advanced open water license, which is kind of weird because at that point you should really know better than to freak out like she did. But she had some kind of weird panic attack and dropped her weight belt that keeps you down.
Yeah.
And went straight from like 80 feet straight to the surface and had a, you know, full body embolism. So she just like burst all of her internal organs.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and they were doing a memorial service for her when I got to the spot.
To start my
testing, they were throwing flower petals out into the water and shit, and like everyone was saying some kind words and whatnot, and I'm unpacking my gear like, what the fuck's going on over there?
You're like the unsympathetic one, just like, come on guys, are we gonna go? Like, and they're just like, dude,
out of my way, pussy.
Yeah,
quit fucking rambling.
I hate that most times people die, it's a result of, like, just stupid mistakes you make or, you know, medical problem. I'm sad that more people don't just die in a blaze of glory. Like, oh, how did your dad die? Oh, he got eaten by a bear, shark, underwater. No, it's like, oh, I accidentally dropped my weight belt or, you know, oh, yeah. I accidentally ate too many Cheetos.
Wait.
It's kind of humiliating.
It really is. It's like breaking your neck trying to suck your own dick. It's just, it's not... It's not the Rambo style, Conan the Barbarian way that you want to go out. You know?
How'd he die, man? Trying to suck his own dick. It's terrible.
Yeah.
I have sucked my own dick on many occasions.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah. How many years of yoga do you think it takes?
Oh, none. None. I'm just naturally gifted.
Really?
With imagination. That was bad.
Okay, so if you had to choose a way to go out, I'll let one of you answer first and the other one answer second. If you had to choose a way to die, you're going to die and you had to pick a way.
I don't want to die.
Well, obviously, no one wants to.
Is there no option?
But there's no option. There's no option. You're going to die. You've been convicted of all that bad shit that you did in your past that you think I don't know about. And so you gotta die, but they're gonna let you pick any which fucking way you want to go out. How would you do it and why?
Ladies first.
Oh, okay. I would be cryogenically frozen for another 100-200 years, but then by the time I woke up, like, my body was incompatible with their highly evolved state of medicine, so they don't have medicine to treat, you know, my type of medical problems anymore. And so I come down with something really common, like, I don't know, what's common? Like, gonorrhea or something? And then it kills me because they have no medicine to treat my primal form. Yeah. Right. That's how I would...
And there's the incurable gonorrhea.
There is.
Monster. In Japan.
Yeah,
I heard about that. It's closer to you than it is to us. Better fucking look out. It's gonna make its way off that fucking little island sooner or later. I gotta think that, you know, that fucking nuclear power plant blowing up had something to do with that. I gotta think, you know, it wasn't Godzilla. Nothing nearly as exciting as Godzilla. It was just gonorrhea that never dies. Okay, Michael, you're up next.
Yeah, well, her answer makes mine look like shit, because I just want to get a fastball thrown straight to my head. It would be quick, and I'd be playing baseball, who? Dude.
By who?
By who? Well,
which pitcher?
Of all time? Like, or now?
Of all time.
Of all
time. Let's just go completely ridiculous.
All right. Man, probably Randy Johnson.
Yes. I don't even watch fucking baseball, but the one baseball game I ever saw live was the Arizona Diamondbacks game back whenever Randy Johnson pitched for them.
Yeah.
He's a guy, if you ever go on YouTube, Ayla, because I know you're saying that you're not familiar with who he is, go on YouTube and search Randy Johnson hits bird with a baseball.
Yeah.
That'll let you know how he used to roll. He's retired now, but...
Was it intentional?
No, like what happened, it was during an All-Star game, and he was just going to pitch, and as the ball was getting to the plate, this bird just came flying right in front of it. All you see is this...
Vaporized.
Yeah, he...
It's like a bird supernova. Yeah.
He felt like crap afterwards. He was just like, I wanted to be taken out of the game after that happened.
Yeah, I think, like, didn't he like donate some money to some kind of like PETA or some shit?
Yeah, something like that.
He genuinely felt bad.
Yeah, he was pissed off about it. Like, they asked him about it, and he was just like, I don't even want to talk about it. I feel...
That's so sad.
Yeah.
Yes, it is sad, but it's a fascinating YouTube video.
Yeah. He's like 6'11". He's a tall dude.
He's a very large man.
Yeah.
And yes, a fastball to the head from him would kill you for sure. It'd probably come out the other side.
Yeah, most likely.
Just and like a clean hole, like in a fucking cartoon.
Just smoke coming out of it.
Yeah. How'd your dad die? Randy Johnson fastball straight to the head.
Dude, yeah, people wouldn't even have to ask. You would be nationally
famous. Yeah.
No one would have to ask how you died.
Yeah.
Everyone would know your name.
Would you have a sad funeral if it were something awesome like that? Or would people just be kind of like high-fiving your casket?
High-fiving my casket?
Your corpse, like,
yeah, totally.
With your dad's people just high-five you.
Yeah,
because you'd have to arrange for someone to film that. And just
definitely.
Have it on a loop like the fucking Zapruder film of Kennedy. Back and to the left. Back and to the left. Back and to the left.
Oh, that would be so funny.
Fuck, I had so much fun thinking about your death. I can't think of something for my own. Why is that? Why do I enjoy thinking about yours more than mine?
Premeditated?
This is all in humor, ladies and gentlemen, for the record. So this won't be admissible. Later on. I don't know. I've always said that if I had the chance, now, I said this before I had a kid. It's different now, obviously. But before I had a kid, I always said if I had the chance to go to outer space, even if I knew that there was going to be like some fucking mission failure and I was going to die up there, I would do it as long as I had a chance to be up in space for a little while.
That'd be pretty sick.
Yeah. Because, I mean, you know, that's a handful of people. And when you watch, like, interviews or read books by astronauts who have been to space, those dudes are not the same. That's, like, a fucking fundamentally life-changing thing.
Dude, look like a Buzz Aldrin. Dude, that guy is cuckoo. Like, he's lost his mind.
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, people say that he saw fucking UFOs while he was up on the fucking moon and shit.
Didn't he even say, like, he saw UFOs, like...
Yes. Or,
yeah, like,
well,
no.
There's some, like, radio recordings of him saying that he was seeing objects over the surface of the moon. No, I think I'm confusing that with Neil Armstrong now.
No, they were on the same trip, so wouldn't both of them see it? Unless Lance Armstrong, wrong guy. Wait, yeah, I thought...
Life in space.
Yeah.
What about that?
Life in space?
Yep.
Like, is it out there?
Yep.
Or,
You know, yeah, I'd say it is. Intelligent? Yeah, probably. But close enough for us to ever communicate with? Who knows? And... Honestly, would they even want to fuck with us?
Who even knows if they know about us, though? Like, because the universe goes on forever, correct? So we only know a small amount of planets. The universe goes on forever, so, like...
Right. And that, you know, depends on what what theory you ascribe to. We don't know. Nobody fucking knows.
Yeah.
And like the two or three dudes who have a general idea, they don't know either. They just have some interesting theories. They've done a lot of math that fills up a lot of chalkboards that goes way beyond anything that you or I will understand. But I think our best chance would be like if they accidentally stumbled across us. Because if they had any chance at all to study us and then make a decision as to whether or not to talk to us, no fucking way. They'd see shit like fucking Real Housewives and fucking whatever the hell, Miami, LA. Yeah. They'd see shit like that and they'd be like, we're not talking with these people.
Yeah.
They need about another 1,000 years of evolution. We'll come back and check on them.
I doubt evolution will change anything. I mean, it might advance our technology, but there's always going to be stupid shows like Real Housewives. Humanity's fascination with gossip and trivial shit has pretty much never, like, not been there.
Yeah, that is a good point. Although, what do you think about, like, like what Ray Kurzweil has written about? Like, I don't know if you ever read Transcendental Man, where he talks about the singularity, like the combination of biology and technology as a form of evolution, where we will make use of technology to enhance our biology, like artificial organs, things like that, to lengthen lifespan. Do you think that's... thoughts?
Possible? Well, certainly possible. Well, but very few things are actually not possible. And it'll probably happen at some point. We are starting to make advances in that field.
Yeah.
That's a lot more believable to me than, like, Christianity or, like, any type of religion's thoughts.
Yeah,
I would agree with that, yes. One interesting thought I had. Unless you have something.
Alright.
No, go for it, because mine's kind of a long one. I want to hear yours first.
I've already lost my train of thought. I'm pretty high right now, so. Go ahead.
Losing my teeth? Anyway. In my room, we were discussing the concept of humanity, like what it is. Is it natural? Are human beings like a natural result of nature? Most people were arguing that it was like a glitch or an abomination, that something went wrong and that we have like disrupted the natural flow of evolution. But if you assume that like elsewhere in the galaxy there's the inevitability that aliens are forming, then you have to also assume that intelligent life is forming. Then you also have to assume that pretty much intelligence itself is a glitch or an abomination. And so it's inevitable, the fact that we have evolved to a certain point where we start fucking over what made us. Which is a very interesting idea, because, I mean, it's essentially backing up the argument that all that we are is a completely inevitable product of nature. And so when people are arguing that we should or should not behave a certain way, their arguments are kind of undermined, because if it's natural and if our behavior is a product of nature, then why shouldn't we be behaving that way? That's all I have to say.
That's an interesting point. But... then, you know, the definition of what is and isn't natural. I mean, you know, that's like a cultural thing as far as behavior goes. Right?
Well, I mean, you can't... But, I mean, the idea of natural... I mean, well, first you have to define natural. Something that is not influenced by unnatural things. It's really hard to actually define that. On an absolute level.
Yeah, I mean, because the idea is pretty abstract. I mean, just...
If something exists, and it was brought here by a cause and effect directly, then of course it's natural. And there is no concept of unnatural, except for what we personally assign to it. But it's ultimately meaningless. So, when people say, well, we're not natural, I'm like, yeah, the fuck we are! If we evolve to a certain point where we destroy all of the life on the planet, how are you to say that's not natural? So.
I see your point. So basically, it could be perfectly natural for us to behave where we are, as far as completely disregarding
the environment. Use
of natural resources.
Yeah.
The environment, treating each other with respect, discriminating against someone because they don't look like us or they don't speak the same language as us, things like that. I mean, maybe that is a perfectly natural part of human behavior. It's just really ugly to face up to.
Right.
I
mean, and
that
so
is possible.
Argument that we should be unnatural because behaving naturally is a bad idea. So we have to recognize what, you know, we naturally do and then behave against it. Which comes the idea that nature didn't do us right and that we are bringing about something better. Which brings the idea of morality into play, and that's a far more complicated conversation. But it's just a really interesting thing to think about.
Definitely. I think my mind just broke a little bit.
Yeah, I've just been sitting here just like, what? Mind blown.
You're absolutely right, though. As what steps have brought us to where we are now? It's pretty obvious that we're fucking our surroundings up at a record pace, I'm not going to get into the specifics of it because I'm not a scientist, shockingly enough. I know that comes as a major surprise to anyone listening to this podcast. It's pretty obvious, we're like cutting down massive tracts of rainforest and shit like that, so it's like what process led our behavior to that? To just like, strip mining and, all the other shit that we do, commercial fishing, whatever it may be.
So you don't, commercial fishing, that's a pretty good, that feeds a lot of families too. So like if you got rid of that, I understand they shouldn't be allowed to do it as much. I mean, there's a lot less fish, and like growing up where I grew up in Oregon, I knew about that, I knew people that were just, people that just went out on the weekend and fished, and every year they're just like, yeah, I can't even fill out my tags anymore. It's the same way with deer up there, and that's mainly because they're chopping down all the forests and stuff. That's the one thing that I think needs to stop, is just clear cutting just a huge part of the forest. And not, I mean, yeah, they replant, but trees don't grow overnight.
Yeah. And it's almost always evergreens that they replant. They don't replant hardwoods like deciduous trees, like oak trees, things like that, because they take a lot longer to grow. And like here, we had in Indiana, there's coal mining. So there's areas that were mined, 50, 100 years ago, and they're reclamation areas now, where they're, they become like parks or, public property. And it's all pine tree forest. And it's not natural, because if you go into, say, Hoosier National Forest, that's like mostly, like I was saying, like deciduous trees, like trees with leaves on them, as opposed to like pine trees.
Yeah.
And it's like, we can try, but we're still, we're fucking things up. But it goes back to your argument, Ayla. I mean, is that what we're supposed to do? Is this maybe part of the, what's his name? Michio Kaku, he talks about the different levels of the society, and we're a level one society right now, where we're still reliant on fossil fuels and things like that. We're at the verge of breaking through to renewable energy, things like that, and I don't know.
Dude,
broke my mind.
But one thing I think that's gonna because as an electrician, once I'm done with my schooling that I have right now, I want to go into like learn about solar power and stuff and get deep into that, because that is going to be the future. Like, it's slowly happening, but like just traveling as much as I do, every time I move, every city I go to, it's like more and more houses, like especially in Arizona, it's everywhere. I mean, you'll just see big fields of nothing but solar panels.
Well, it's cheap, right? Like once you have it up and running.
Yeah, I mean, and you're using the power. You're using, you know, energy from the sun. That's how you're powering things. I mean, that's pretty insane to think about, that we are able to take energy from the sun. But isn't that kind of scary too? Or is the sun just full of so much electricity that it doesn't matter?
Well, it's a giant fusion reactor.
Yeah.
And that's why.
It's not going to be going anywhere for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, several billion years.
And like now, well, I know, Caleb, in Indiana, do they have those big wind, like they're like really tall?
Turbines?
Yeah.
They have some up north. But
I've been playing SimCity, and like I only use those wind turbine things. They're the best, because you know I know all about this now because SimCity.
Well, I can't remember the name of the valley. It's on the drive from San Francisco to Sacramento. It's a valley, and you always see pictures of it and stuff.
If you actually head from where I'm at in Redlands and you head towards like Palm Desert, Palm Springs area,
right,
for miles, that's all it is. It's just
right.
Hundreds and hundreds of them. For, like, I mean, you can see them like in the distance on hills, and it's just like,
wow.
Poor birds. I'm kidding.
Yeah.
They need to learn how to fly higher.
Yeah, I wonder if in an effort to be more green, or, you know, more
energy safe?
Yeah, to use renewable energy sources, how many birds were fucking over.
Oh. And
they're just like, hey, what's that big white spinny thing? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's the end of the bird.
Don't learn. Birds are smart-ish.
Smart-ish? Yeah. I guess.
I'm sure, like, the first few, like, trips down south, you know, they got messed up a little bit.
I had chicken for dinner, so I'm not going to say that birds are incredibly smart.
Yeah.
Because if they were smart, I would have had to eat something else for dinner. But no, chickens are fucking dumb, and they're easy to kill. And
yeah, well, we kind of, you know, bred chickens a little bit. And they're like, chickens are ours.
Are there,
you know, those
wild chickens?
Are there wild chickens? There must have been wild chickens at some point.
Well, yeah. I mean, everything was a wild something.
Yeah. So maybe out somewhere that you can find wild chickens. I don't know.
I honestly think they're just too stupid, and we've got all the chickens. There's no such thing.
There's no wild chickens. But how badass would it be? You know, because there's like wild boar, you know, the people go and shoot. I wonder if, like, wild chicken would just be, like, this gnarly fucking chicken with big claws on its feet and
red
sneaky
eyes.
Yeah, and they hide up in trees and fucking jump down on you.
Feral chicken. Article.
Well, how much smarter are wild turkeys from regular turkeys? Like, or not regular turkeys, like, farm-bred turkeys.
Turkeys are really fucking stupid, I know that.
Okay, the Wikipedia article on feral chickens. They're not actual wild chickens. They're domestic chickens that return to the wild.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Kind of like the whole Hogzilla thing.
Like, I knew that. Huh?
There's a thing a few years ago. This guy shot a what they thought was a wild pig that, like, broke all the records. It was fucking huge. It was like 1,000 pounds or something. I can't remember the size of it. Well, they found out later on that it was actually a domesticated pig that had escaped. And within just a few months, you know, a pink, hairless, you know, what you think of when you think of a pig, they grow their hair back, they get the tusks back, you know, within, like, a year. or maybe even quicker than that. And that's what he had shot. But yeah, turkeys are stupid. I know that. I know that because there's turkey farms around here. I know people that have worked at them, and like they've told me stories. Like you know, they have like big lots where they have all the turkeys, you know, like just chilling. And if they have a water line that runs overhead that springs a leak, like when no one's paying attention, you'll come back and there will be a pile of dead turkeys with one turkey standing on top of the pile of dead bodies looking up. I'm dead fucking serious. They will look up at the out of curiosity and no sense of self-preservation.
Just drown?
And drown. One at a time.
So why won't the aliens come to see Earth, but they'll just look at the turkeys and then turn around and leave?
Yeah, I would say to any kind of any species that could travel through space and make it through those, figure out how to make it those vast distances. Yeah, we are the fucking turkeys. They were to look down at us. They're like, look at these motherfuckers.
Although, to be fair, you know, if we traveled through space, say, you know, say we found Mars or something, and there were some, like, really base level.
I think we already did.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, human beings. That's what I'm saying. Don't giggle at me, okay? So, put, like, a person on there, and then they found, you know, some really base level intelligence, we wouldn't go, oh, look at this sad little animal right here. We'd be like, oh my fuck, it's an animal! And then we would, like, study the shit out of it. And we'd be super excited. So how do we know aliens won't come here? And they'll be like, oh my god, look, scientific specimens! And they'll just collect us and probe us and love us and tie us up in ribbons and sell us at the pet fair.
Yeah, that's possible. It's kind of like Carl Sagan wrote about that, you know, about how you know, the existence of life, you know, if there is other intelligent life out there, they would probably value life itself more than really anything else, because that would be like the most rare thing in the universe would be other life.
Right.
And that was kind of a roundabout point in some of his books. Yeah, they would be, you know, even if it was completely stupid compared to your level of intelligence, it would still be intelligent life. It would still be life.
Right.
And so it would be worth something. It's kind of what he alluded to in Contact, which is a good book.
And when human beings think of, like, aliens coming to visit us, there's a common idea that the aliens are going to look at, you know, what horrors we're doing to the environment and how we kill each other, and that they're going to want to, like, punish us or have nothing to do with us. But I think that really stems from, like, human base guilt and the idea that we need that someday the father figure is going to come back and then see what we've done and punish us, and is really a projection of what we think of ourselves onto aliens. It's really interesting what any one individual thinks an alien will see us as is generally their view on humanity. I've found it tends to reflect that, but I don't think that they're going to come back and punish us. No.
that is a good point. Maybe the aliens wouldn't give a shit. They'd be like, yeah, fuck those whales. No more.
we have a whole delicious bunch of whales. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, that could be true, because, I mean, you know, if they were able to get here, they'd be like, hey, we got the rest of the universe. What the fuck do we care if they mess this planet up?
Yeah.
That's a problem.
The rarity, but I doubt they'll be like, oh, we're here to impose our moral judgments on you. Like, I don't think it would look like that.
I bet there's three aliens right now Skyping too, doing the same exact podcast.
Actually, right now we are Skyping with an alien, in that you are technically an alien while you're in Australia, correct?
That was a segue right there. Yes, I am an alien in Australia.
Thank you. That was smooth. I'm working on it. I'm actually submitting all these as demo tapes for Hot 105.6. For your morning commute.
Yeah. If you're driving on the I-95 northbound, there's a four-car pileup. And everybody just tuned out of the podcast.
No, that happened 20 minutes ago, man. That happened right after Ayla broke our brains. They were like, wow, she's really smart. Okay. And then they were waiting for us to, like, come back with something to carry the conversation. And they were like, yeah, these idiots are way out of their fucking depth. She needs to find someone smarter to talk to. Yeah.
I mean, I could try, like, re-explaining it. Just...
No, please.
If you're going to re-explain it, I need to go get another drink. I'm kidding. No, I think I got the general idea of what you're saying. It's just you're well-read, and you're able to...
No, I don't read shit about this stuff. I have read, like, maybe a total of 3 philosophy books ever, and I don't like reading about this stuff. It's very, very boring.
Okay, way to make me feel even dumber.
I don't mean that.
Bunch of books, and I don't. Yeah, and you're just like stuff is
shit. Don't read philosophy books because they're dumb. I mean, really, you know.
No, I don't mean books on philosophy. Just books on fucking everything. Which, by the way, speaking of books, I just saw today that the sequel to The Shining is coming out in September by Stephen King. It's called Dr. Sleep. I believe is the name of the book, but he's been working on it a long time. Who knows?
I haven't seen The Shining either, so I'm not.
You've never seen The Shining?
No.
Yeah, I'm with her on that one.
Oh, thank God!
What the fuck is wrong with you two?
Person who hasn't seen a movie. I'm so happy right now.
I don't watch a whole lot of movies.
Okay, anyone listening to this who knows what the hell they're talking about when it comes to movies. Please direct all hate mail on Twitter to @AylaGirl or @ILovePotatoTots. Yeah, Ayla underscore. Don't forget the underscore, because there's some other poor Ayla girl who didn't use the underscore who probably gets all kinds of weird Twitter messages.
Followers. Show us your tits, pee-pee.
Yeah. She's like, why do people keep asking when I'm going to be on cam? Tokens? I don't even play fucking Mario Brothers anymore. What the fuck?
I don't understand
Twitter.
Of giving the entire MFC, like, collective rage and doing, like, my first and only public cum show. But put Lawrence, like, right between my legs so you can't see shit.
For the audio listeners, Lawrence is her gnome. Her ceramic gnome. I think he's ceramic. He could be made out of some kind of evil substance forged from the same
apparently
stuff.
Apparently moves
the...
on his own, so yeah.
That's what I've heard. I've heard tales of strange happenings involving... your ceramic yard gnome. So did you bring that with you to Australia?
No, this is actually my roommate's that I kind of, like, took for my own.
You're just jacking his stuff.
Like, you know, I just use stuff that's laying around, and I came with a suitcase, and all I had was some basic clothes, and I look around, there's a gnome, I'm like, I'm using that. So, you know, when I leave, I'm going to have to, like, get a baby gnome, but make, like, a gnome saga about how he's mine and Lawrence's baby, and... I raised him from birth or something.
It's a very tolerant roommate you have.
Yes.
You're just, like, taking his stuff, you know, masturbating in the living
room. I don't know if he really knows what I do with Lawrence, so...
I'm not sure if I want to know what you do with Lawrence, but say from the shape of his hat, it could be a good time. It could be a good time.
Do you want her to send you the gnome cam?
No, I want to find one of my own on Amazon, and actually that's what I'm going to do later, is go gnome shopping on Amazon.
Yes.
No, I don't need a gnome. I've got a 5-foot tall fiance. It's fucking the next best thing.
With tits, right? Lawrence doesn't have tits.
She does have tits.
I've heard your fiance's tits are marvelous.
They are marvelous. How did you hear that? Yeah, here before Michael got on. Did he, like, send you a text message about seeing
No.
I guess just words out on the internet.
Yes.
People be talking.
Your tits are something of legend by this point.
Yeah. There's memes on 4chan about her tits.
Yeah, sorry about that, dude. I just couldn't control myself. The world had to know.
Oh, fuck. No alcohol was involved in that. None at all.
This is, like, weird because this is the first time in a long time I've done a podcast that I haven't been the drunk one. I'm usually the drunk one. Usually just pretty wasted.
But I've had one beer.
Oh, but one beer.
Yes, officer.
I'm thinking about getting drunk, and we're doing the sacred jar ritual today. So, Bateman, your name is in the jar.
So, if you want to explain the sacred jar ritual.
Oh, the sacred... Yes.
Well, actually, it's on your profile.
My blog.
And it's on your blog, too?
Yeah, and my profile, but yeah. Right. The Pantheon is like, you can join like a fictional god Pantheon thing, and you get an interview, a character description, professional art, that sort of thing. But to get in the Pantheon, you have to get your name in the jar. And so far, like, people have their name, three people have their name in the jar. And so we have a sacred jar drawing ritual once a week, and it's very elaborate. But I think I need to get drunk before I do it this time.
I agree. And I think you should drink some quality alcohol for once, because I see you with fucking Smirnoff.
Dude, it's so expensive here. That box
makes me want to throw my laptop.
$35, okay? $35 is that bottle of Smirnoff, which in American dollars is like $39. So,
we're dropping exchange rate knowledge. $40 for a bottle of Smirnoff is fucking highway robbery.
Yeah, it's probably like 18 here in California.
So. Yeah.
You should find someone who's making Australian moonshine. I bet that is some stout fucking shit. I don't even know what they make it out of. Like,
I've been wanting to make mead. I love mead, and I don't know why people don't sell mead, because it just makes me feel like a dwarven Viking whenever I drink it, and no other alcohol gives me that sensation.
Mead is something that it's a storage problem, right?
A storage problem?
Like storing it long term, you know, like bottling it.
I know.
I think that might be the problem. I don't know. Or maybe there's just not a lot of people who... Because it's like beer, but...
It's so delicious.
It's got honey.
It's honey wine, essentially. It's brewed off honey. And it's so good. I miss it.
And then we got this rum-drinking motherfucker over here.
Yeah.
Thinks he's fucking Jack Sparrow and shit.
No, dude, that Kraken stuff is way better than...
Yeah.
Anything else, but...
It's got a cool-looking bottle, and it looks hardcore. It looks like a big jug of black coffee.
Yeah, it does.
You gotta feel like a fucking manly man when you drink that.
It's 43% alcohol, too, so it doesn't take much.
43%, so that's like 86 proof. So that's... Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. That's what I drank when we did the Alcoholics Anonymous podcast. I don't know.
Which I don't think is ever going to be published.
No.
If you didn't catch it, if you don't know how to find it, I'm sorry about it. Because I'm definitely not going to give any kind of fucking hints as to how to find that fucking thing. I was hammered. He was hammered. We were all hammered. Shit almost got real between me and a couple other people at one point, which has happened before on podcasts.
Yeah.
And
that sounds intense.
It was intense. It was like 8 people hammered off their ass on Google+ doing a podcast.
Yeah.
And basically just drunkenly screaming over each other. And cussing each other out and saying really fucked up things to each other at certain points.
And muting one person.
over and over. And he got so pissed.
Yeah. No, I do that. I did that on purpose to him just because I know he'd get pissed. So I just kept doing it over and over and over and over. I'll be like, okay, dude, I'm done. mute.
Yeah, you could see him talking and his face getting more and more red because he was really drunk.
Yeah.
We were all really drunk. And then after Michael left, then I started doing it. And somebody else started doing it too, I think. And then he just left. But yeah, that was a fun podcast from what I remember.
Yeah.
The next day, like, everybody's first tweets were awkward, like, so, hey, guys, fun podcast last night, I think.
Well, it was posted, and I retweeted it a couple of times, the video of it, too, which is probably even more crazy.
All right, stop talking now before people can find this fucking thing.
What? I want to know what this is.
I will DM you a link, Ayla.
Okay.
Other people, you can do some work, goddammit.
Yeah.
Do some work. All you got to do is Google Alcoholics Anonymous. I mean, how many hits could that get?
Yeah, just go to, like, yeah, I think it's if you just go to YouTube.com and search for Alcoholics Anonymous 1, you might find it.
Yeah, after you watch about 45 hours of fucking 12-step meetings and shit. Which, if you're seeking out that podcast for entertainment, you might need some 12-step loving in your life.
Yeah, it's like a 3.5 hour long podcast, too, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, way long. Way long. Nothing of any value was said. Yeah.
If you're looking for a train wreck.
Yes. 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 If you've ever wondered what it would look like if it took a train 3.5 hours to wreck.
In slow motion, just...
Yeah, while 8 people talked shit to each other and drank as the train wrecked. Like passengers that were drunk, like 3 cars back.
Passengers jumping off early.
Yeah, all these smart passengers are jumping off or saying that they're going to bed. Or quotes. We had a couple of those. AKA people who still have their dignity intact.
I don't know, dude. Even if you're there for the first hour, you lost your dignity pretty quickly.
Yeah, things were said. Things happened. It was an experience. But anyway, that was fun, and this has been fun. Ayla, I know you've got to get busy with doing your thing. And if people want to see you do what you do the way that you do, where can they find you?
I'm on Twitter at Ayla_girl. My blog is AylaAbroad.com with 2 A's in the middle. And I'm on My Free Cams under Ayla, and you spell Ayla, A-E-L-L-A. I also have a gnome who has a Twitter. His Twitter is Lawrence.gnome with a D-A instead of the, because there were too many characters. Yeah. That's my
thing. I didn't know Lawrence had a Twitter handle.
That's he has a Twitter.
Fucking awesome.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to start following him. I'm going to start a Twitter beef with him, too. By the way, anyone wondering who has seen me and... Michael, where can people find you on Twitter?
At I Love Tater Tots. I'm pretty sure I spelled tater wrong. It's T-A-T-O-R. And it's supposed to be T-A-T-E-R.
Yes,
I thought about fixing it, but no, it just adds character to it.
Yeah, it basically lets you know what you're getting into.
Yeah.
By following. It's like, oh, this guy misspelled his fucking Twitter name and never fixed it. Now I know what I'm getting into right off the bat.
Exactly. So far, it's done pretty well for me.
It has. It has. And anyone wondering if they've seen the tweets back and forth between myself and Mr. I Love Tater Tots regarding a Twitter beef, that is 100% legitimate. He can go fuck himself. He's really not a good person. I mean, just all around, you know, he's on some watchdog sites. And,
yeah. Dude, that was fucking personal information.
All I'm saying is if you own domesticated pets and you live on the West Coast,
you can find me on Twitter.
You might want to keep track of where this motherfucker's at, because you don't want your cat to get raped. No one wants a raped kitty. And so prevent that by keeping track of where I Love Tater Tots is at.
It's been a public service announcement.
Yes. Yes, I feel like Bob Barker right now. Spay and neuter your pets and keep them the fuck away from Michael. Cat. And with that, this has been another fascinating, entertaining, educational episode of the Variable Podcast. Thank you both for being my guests.
Thank you.